Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Beis. Daf Nun Beis. Yes, we start with the last line on the Nun Beis. Keset Atzad Maimar. The Gemara yesterday was talking about relating to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on daf Nun, where Rabbi Gamliel, the first part of the Mishnah, quotes the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. That was yesterday's discussion related to that machlokas. But right after that machlokas is brought in on daf Nun, machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, the Mishnah then says Keitzad. Keitzad usually describes or explains something that was previously stated in the Mishnah. Yet in our Mishnah, we have the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, which is about doing the same action twice, get achar get, maimer achar maimer, biachar biach, chalitza achar chalitza, and then the Keitzad does not talk about that. So the Gemara asks, Keitzad asa maimer v'chulu, now the top, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Hi, get achar get who? Hi, get achar get who? Question mark. Rhetorical question. Says the Gemara, I don't understand the flow of the Gemara. First, the Gemara said, the Mishnah quotes, machlokes, get achar get, chalitza chalitza, etc. And then it says, Keitzad, what's the case? And then it quotes cases that are not exactly this one after the other, the same. It speaks about maimer achar get, biachar chalitza, it speaks about all the other permutations. So says the Gemara, you're right, this is not a usual Keitzad. Amr of Yehuda, hachi ka'amar. Get achar get, maimer achar maimer, kitza amran. The first part of the Mishnah, which has the machlokes, betu ribi gamli on the chachamim, that's explained elsewhere. Kidda Amran, Rashi says, look in the Braisa for more explanation of that. But that's the first part of the Mishnah. But then the second part of the Mishnah is about different cases. Yavam Echad v'yavam Achas. Keitzad, the Bachi adds in, mitzvahs hatarasan. But if you have one Yavam and one Yavama, what are the options? How are the ways that she could become free? Mutter lashuk, asamar rabbi yavimto, v'nasan lagetz, richai ben achalitza, v'chulu. Meaning, you're right, this is not a usual Keitzad. This is a Keitzad that is bringing up a new case. Next. Us to the last part of the section of the Mishnah that speaks about if you do Mimer first. The Mishnah spoke about if you do Mimer, then chalitza, Mimer, then get. Maimer then bia. So maimer then bia, the Mishnah says, also maimer ubaal harezu kimitzvasa. Somebody does maimer and then bia. So then that is what is appropriate, harezu kimitzvasa. That is exactly what Chazal wanted you to do. So lema messiah leil Rav Huna. Let's say this supports the shita of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna says, Rav Huna says, mitzvas yivama mekadesh v'akach boel. Rav Huna is the one that says that midrabanan, Chazal said you can't just do bia, even though the Raya just says yivama yavo aleha, but Chazal instituted that first we do maimer, which is a kiddusha derabanan. So doesn't our Mishnah support that? Because the Mishnah says if you do maimer then bia, harizuki mitzvasa. So doesn't that support that that's what you're supposed to do? That's what you should do. You're supposed to do maimer and then be up. So the Gemara says, no, lav dafka, it's a raya. Ema avzuka mitzvasa. Maybe all it means is that this also works. This also works. Maimer also works. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course it would work. Why wouldn't it work? Isn't that what Chazal kind of told you to do? So sakadat chabina, no, you would have had a havamina, an amazing havamina. Kivan to amar mar, haosem maimer, be a vimto. Since we said earlier that if somebody does maimer, since we have a statement before that said, if somebody does Maimar, he is no longer in the world of Yibam. Because Yibam, that's just Bia. Once you do Maimar, that shows you are trying to follow the avenue of Kiddushin, and now you're in the Erisin Nisuin mode, you're not in the Yibam mode. So you might have had a havamina that since we have a statement like that, that if somebody does maimer, he is no longer following the path of Yibam, but he's following the path of Kedushin and Erisin and Nisuin, and you're right, it would work, but you know what? Eima lav mitzvah ka'avid. Maybe, though, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibam. What's Yibam? You do directly Bia, but you might have said if you do maimer then Bia, so then you're right, you're marrying her, but you're not doing exactly what the Torah prescribes as the mitzvah of Yibam, Kamash Malah, no, that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that no, this is exactly what Hather Abanan want you to fulfill, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yibam. The Aruch Lener points out that we had this statement earlier in the Masechta, but that was only according to Beis Shammai. Only according to Beis Shammai. Remember, Beis Shammai was the one that said Maimer was Kone Kinyan Gamur. Maimer is a total Kinyan. We had a machlokes. Rashi's view then said it's Maimer is Kone Midrabanan totally. But Rov Rishonim held that Maimer is Kone Doraisa, according to Beis Shammai. So how are we quoting a Havamina according to Beis Shammai? What's the Kamash Malan? That we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Well, we need a Mishnah to tell me that we don't hold like Beis Shammai. We never hold like Beis Shammai, except for a few cases. So what's the Havamina? What's the Gemara talking about? So the Aruch Lener says, no, you have to say Pshat is that just like Beis Shammai says it's under the Araisa level, you might have said that Chazal would institute this under the Rabbanan level. But not that it would be on a Daraisa, because we don't have to go against Beis Shammai. He says, Yesh Lomar Dahachi Kamar, Kemo Dele Beis Shammai, Sphere Le Demaimer Daraisa, Parach Mi Daraisa, Zikas Yibmin, Ali De Maimer, Kemo Chain, Havet Min Elidi Dun, Parach Mi Drabanan. You might have said on a Drabanan level. Chazal said, you know what, this is not the normal way of Yibam, and therefore, maybe you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Kamash Bolan, you are. Because again, it's a little Tzarech Ian, you know, why we're quoting something according to Beis Shammai. This Rab, meaning Rab Machlok, getting back to Machlok, is Rab Shmuel. So Rab would hold Ein Zika, so therefore, what kind of Zika is Mimer breaking? Meaning Mimer usually we assume is adds to the Zika. Right, you might say that it's changing. We're going to have a Machlokas later on Amid Beis. Does Mimer build on Zika or create a new? So it might relate to that. So we'll get back to that on Amid Beis. There is, though, I never mentioned it before, there's a beautiful Meshach Chachma that relates to Rav Huna. Again, a very Yisodistic Meshach Chachma. It says the Meshach Chachma in Parshas Kiseitse. Chaf Hei Hei. Hinei ha-Torah tedaber tamid al tzad ha-musari v'derech eretz. The Torah always talks about ethics. About derech eretz. As it says, Rechecha Darchei Noam. We've mentioned this before. The Torah is Rechecha Darchei Noam. And that's why we've had a number of cases in Maseches Yevamos, especially in the Rishonim, where the Gemara will say, it can't be because that's not the Rechecha Darchei Noam. That is not the beautiful paths of Midos. Umitzada Musariva Hani Musi, and Mitzad Musar, it's not proper to do certain things. The Gemara is about to quote about six of them, which we're going to get to. We'll allude to it already here. To be Mekadish Isha Babia. We're going to get to that. One of the three ways that you can marry a woman. Kiddushin is kesef shtar ubiya. The Gemara is going to talk about in a minute that it's inappropriate to do bia, even though that is allowed, even though that it is one of the ways that works. For Rav Mangid, I'll say Rav gave Malkus for somebody who did this, which we'll have in a second. Via filu bia vama delonihani maimer klau mina Torah, and even by yivama by yibum, is it appropriate? Says the Meshach Chachma to the first act that you have in a relationship is the maisa bia. He says, we can think of that logically. It's not the Derech Musar. First, we should create the context of a relationship. Have a Kiddushin. That's more Ola Al Adas. That seems more Derechei Dachei Noam to us. The first act is the Maisa Biya. That's inappropriate, says the Meshach Chachma. And the Torah knew that. Bechol Zos HaDerech HaMusari Shal Lava Ola Tekev. Kamosha Amar Avuna. What's the real mitzvah Yavama? Makadish V'yakach Bol. Really, the Torah, in the back of its mind, knew about Maimar, even though it's Drabanan. Why does the Torah say it? You know, why do we learn that Yevama is only Drabanan Maimer, and by Kiddushin is Daraisa, by regular Kiddushin? So he says that's the Torah had to say it that way. Why? Because if you're Medaik in the Torah, by Yevama it says, Yevama Yavo Aleha Ulekachalo Leisha. What does it say by marriage? Ki Yikach Esh Isha Uva Allah. The opposite order. So by Kiddushin, we know exactly what the order is. First you have Kiddushin and then you have Bia. The Torah already alludes to the fact that Kiddushin should be first. By Yavama, it had to say it in the opposite order. Why? Because it wants to allude to certain halachos that Yavama Yavala, the beginning of the next parak, Afilu Bishogeg, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Balkarcha, there are many halachos that the Bia by Yibam is different than the Bia by Kiddushe Bia. So the Torah had to say it first in the opposite order. But even the Torah knows that, you know, it's not appropriate to have done this first. That is what Chazal came up with the institution of Maimar, because they knew that's what the Torah would want. And he doesn't say it, but it seems like he's alluding to the idea that even though it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa to do Maimar, an obligation for the Torah, it's not. If you do Yibam, it works, but it's definitely a kiyum d'oraisa. The Torah definitely would want you to do it in this fashion, because the Rechecha Darchei Noam, to start the relationship with a Maisa Biya, that's not what we believe. We believe there are so many different levels of the relationship. First create the context of the relationship by doing Maimer, either with Kesef or with Shtar, and then have the Maisa Biya. So that's an amazing Meshach Chachma, that even according to Beis Hillel, what we paskin, that Maimer's Drabanan, it might be that the Torah also wants you to do Maimer. And Chazal understood that the Torah wants you to do Maimer. Another application of Derechecha Darchei Noam. Okay, he talks about it more here, but calls it Omek Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's why the opposite order is written. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, mitzvah yibimin mekadish v'acharach boel. As we said, the mitzvah of yibum is first, it's an amazing lashon, mitzvah yibimin. It's amazing, mitzvah yibimin. What bothered the Meshech Chachma? What do you mean mitzvah yibimin? The Torah doesn't say it. So you say, no, this is even mitzvah yibimin on a daraisa level, he seems to be saying. Even on a daraisa level. Mekadish v'acharach boel. V'yibov asa maimer kana. If you didn't do maimer, you know, I'm sorry, if you did bia and then maimer, kona. Gemara says, "Bov as maimer pshita." The kanya bebia. What do you mean? You do maimer after bia? Bia, you're already married to her. What do you mean maimer afterwards? Ema ela ema. What do we really mean? In baal below maimer kana. No, it doesn't mean if you did bia and then maimer. It means if you did bia without maimer, that also works. That also works. Says the Gemara, "Vahatanya loke." Aye, but don't we have a brisa that says you get malchus if you do bia without maimer? And therefore what? Rashi Shita against the other Rishonim. Therefore what? If there's Malchus, first skinny line of Rashi, doesn't that show that it's an Issur d'Oraisa? Doesn't that show that it's an Issur d'Oraisa to be Boel without Maimar? And therefore, shouldn't that maybe prevent the Kinyan from occurring? That Shita's Rashi. The Ein Malchus always means d'Oraisa. The other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? Maimar's d'Rabbanan, and everybody holds that, Beis Hillel. How could Rashi give that explanation? So Rov Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rashba, everybody argues with Rashi. That's a Gibshad in Rashi. But argue with Rashi that Loka here means, even it's only Durabanan, which we know it's Durabanan, but what exactly is the Havamina? Explains the Ritva, again a little more expansive than Tosfos. Says the Ritva, Ro'i lomar, she'imbo'o b'lo maimar, ro'i hu l'kanso b'kinyano, she'lo yikne. Maybe the Havamin is that don't we have a brisa that says you get Malchus if you do a Yibam without Maimer? And what's the teeth of that Malchus? Isn't that, it's like a Malchus, and therefore what you did, the Rabbanan are going to say didn't work. No, I mean, dare I say it works. But the Rabbanan have the power to say what you did didn't work, and therefore you know what? You're going to have to do Maimer again. That's the Havamina. You did Bia, and then you didn't do Maimer, but maybe the question is, Vatan Yoloka, don't we have a brisa that says Malchus, and doesn't that mean that the Malchus is because you did something totally wrong? It was as if you were Pogea Be'eshes Ach improperly, and therefore the Kinyan didn't work, and you should have to do Maimer again. Isn't that how we're supposed to understand the Malchus in the brisa? So the Gemara answers no. Malchus Mardus Midrabanan. The Malchus that is stated in the Brisa for somebody who lives with his Yavama without doing Maimer, that's not Malchus because you acted general impropriety. But not Dafka, we're going to prevent the Kinyan from occurring. You didn't do something correctly. You didn't act Baderach HaRabbanan, so that is why we're going to give you Malchus Mardus. Stam rebellious lashes. Again, Malchus Mardus comes up many, many places in Shas. The Rashba has a Lashon in a Tshuva, where he was asked, is it proper to give Malchus Mardus Bizman Hazeh? I mean, Bizman Hazeh, the Rashba, 1300s. Says the Rashba, Bechol Dor Vador HaRashus Nesuna Bezel HaBezdin. In every generation, Bezdin has the authority, Liyaser Ulahakos, Mishinoik Shelo Keshura Uporis Gidon Shal Yisrael. Every generation has this. Again, this relates to the larger sugya, Mesechus Bava Kama. You know, when does, not our Bate Dinim, but even when there was a real Bezdin, in the times of the Rishonim, there was more of a unified Bezdin. So do they have certain authorities to take the law into their own hands to obviously not Dini Nefashis, but to do, act a little extra legal to be able to keep the level of observance on a standard that they felt appropriate. So the Rashba says yes. And he says only by a Bezim Chashuv. He interesting. Those are machlokas we showing him. He says whenever you give Malchus Mardus, you also give it in units of 39. That's a machlokas also. How many do you give? So he also says that Shuva, you also give it in units of 39. Either way, this is what the Gemara answers. Somebody who does Bia without Maimer gets Malchus Mardus midirabanan. Is there Hasra on Malchus Mardus? On rabbinic lashes, is there hasra? That's also a discussion in the Rishonim. Daraisa, of course, there's hasra. Can't give any kind of punishment without hasra, without warning. But is there hasra for Malchus Mardus, or the Rabbanan come over and just, you know, without Malchus? Again, it depends how much the Malchus Midrabbanan is patterned after the Malchus Daraisa. Okay, so Malchus Mardus Midrabbanan, that's what a person gets without, if he does Yibam without Maimer. And after all, says the Gemara, Rav gave Malchus midrabanan, rabbinic lashes, for many inappropriate acts in his view. What are inappropriate acts? Here we go, a whole list. Number one, Manda Mekadish Bebiya. somebody who is Makadesh with Bia. Even though we know the first Mishnah Kiddushin says you're allowed to get married with three ways, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Bia, Rav already said it's inappropriate, it shouldn't be done. Why? Why? So Rashi says, Pritzus, Pritzusa. That's what Rashi here says. Pritzus. So what exactly does Pritzus mean? What does Pritzus mean? It works. It works. So what exactly does Pritzus mean? So Tosvis there in Maseches Kedusha gives two pshatim for Pritzus. One of them is Yud Beis Mem Beis. One of them is that you need Edim for Kedushin. You need Edim for Kedushin. So Kedusha Bia with Edim, it's inappropriate. That's Pritzus. Kind of the, you know, what are you going to do? It just doesn't work. That's Pritzus. A. B, the second pshat he gives for Pritzus is something a little more fundamental, and that's what Tosfos also alludes to here. Dibur Baskel de Mekadesh. Look at that Tosfos. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, dafilu biyavama, that tzarech bia, de pritzusahu, she'ose tchilas kinyano bebia. The first act of the relationship should not be the physical act. That shouldn't be that's not what halacha is interested in. Halacha underscores that a husband and a wife have many different levels of a relationship. And of course, the physical relationship is a very important one, but that shouldn't be tchilas kinyanu. That's pritzus. That's not exactly how we believe in a relationship. Reminds me, again, it's not exactly, but we know there's a minhag to fast on the day of the wedding. The day of the wedding, the chasam and the kallah minhag to fast, as long as they feel good. If they don't feel good, they're allowed to eat in private. But let's say there's a minhag. What's the reason for that minhag? Various reasons given why they fast. One of them is that it's like Yom Kippur, right? They get chasam and kallah get mechilas avonos, so they fast. Another reason I once saw, I think from Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, I think he quoted it, that he says that maybe the point is that right now, at the wedding, obviously is the start of the physical relationship of the husband and the wife. It's the start of the physical relationship. And maybe halacha wants to emphasize, of course, that's a very important part of the relationship, and all of Hilchas Taharas Mishpacha relates to that. But maybe we want to emphasize, right before this starts, that this relationship is on so many different levels as well. So we go away from all physical activity. We go away even from eating right before the marriage to emphasize that the relationship is also on the emotional, psychological, social, so many different levels between the husband and the wife. Once we emphasize that, then we can have the physical relationship start in the proper context. Maybe that's the same idea as Tosfos. What does Pritzus mean? The first act of the relationship, you should do a Kiddushin. Create a structure, create a context of the relationship first, and that's why, even though Bia works, Manda Mekadesh Bia, but still, it is inappropriate that Rav gave Malchus for it.
But the Torah didn't envision that that's a problem.
Maybe the Torah originally were the Doris HaRishonim. I think the Rishonim deal with that. Maybe the Doris HaRishonim had better kavanas, right? Yibum, what Abishol says, that's a Daraisa. The Chalitza Kodem Yibum, right? Because people lo miskavim l'shem mitzvah. So maybe in an ideal sense, the Torah writes something in an ideal sense, or maybe just to give us, you know, halachic ideas about Kiddushin. Right? We can learn something from Kiddushin Bia in Lamdis, but not dafka that we're supposed to take part in. Like we mentioned, a Friday? We mentioned all the parts of the Torah of Lo Hayav Lo Nivra. It's meant to teach us messages, even though we're not supposed to act upon it. So, Manda Mekadesh Bebiya, number one. Next, Umanda Mekadesh Beshuka. Somebody who gets married in the middle of the shuk. Middle of the marketplace. So again, the post can point out, we try to get married outside. We try to write the brach of Avram Avinu. Some are very machmed about this. You saw 10 degrees outside and you open up the roof and it's freezing. We try to get the brach of Avram Avinu. So what do you mean, Manda Mekadesh Beshuka? So I saw the Ezer Mekudesh. Never got to quote him, I don't think. The bottom of Eben Ezer, in the little letters, in Or HaChaim you have Machzaz HaShekel, in Or HaChaim. But in the Eben Ezer you have the Ezer Mekudesh. So in the Ezer Mekudesh, in Simcha Vav, where the minhag is quoted in the Ramah, of having the wedding outside, he says, obviously, this shuk means a shuk that's designated for Mekach u'Memkar. If you have a shuk that's always used for business, that's what the Gemara is talking about, not to be Mekadesh B'shukah. This isn't a business deal. Yishe Niknes, Chas V'Shalom. Regular kinyan. What does kinyan mean? Kinyan means that there's a status change. Kone shemayim v'aretz. What, Hashem bought the world? Kone doesn't mean kinyan, it means a status change. So isha niknes means it's the woman's status that changes. She becomes an isha zish. But a man can marry more than one wife. That's why his status doesn't change. He has obligations now to this woman. But the woman is an isha zish, her status changed. So we don't want to do that in the shuk. We don't want to give any false impression. You're not taking marriage seriously. Make sure that we know that this is not a run-of-the-mill kinyan, and therefore you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Bashuka. And he gave Malchus to anybody who was. Umad Mekadesh below Shiduche. And also somebody who gets married below Shiduche, without Shiduchin. What's a Shiduch? Shidduch means a prior agreement. You gotta have an agreement, and then you can't just run over to a woman and say, "I'm mekudesh asli." You gotta talk about it beforehand. You gotta arrange things beforehand. So also, Rav thought that person who is bekalev lo shidduche is acting inappropriately. The Rambam has an interesting lashon here about why this is a problem. Mekadesh b'lo shidduche. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel in Hilchas Ishus, Mekadesh b'lo shidduche or bashuk, avo bishuk kedush of kedusha geburit. Even though they're married, makados omakas mardus. Kedei shelo yehe davar ze hergul liznus. Maybe that's a elite to znus. You're not taking it seriously. But then the Rambam adds, v'yedame lekedesha shahaisa kodem matan Torah. If you're Mekadesh without a prior agreement, it reminds us, says the Rambam, of what used to happen before the Torah was given. What happened before the Torah was given. So for that, you got to look back in the Rambam. The first halacha in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam says, what used to happen before the Torah was given? There was no such thing as Kiddushin. Kodem matan Torah. Interesting here, because the Rambam usually does not give history in the Mishnah Torah. That's not his history book. That's his halachic book. Right? In Mor Nebuchadnezzar, maybe he could be a little more flexible. But here, he's giving history. So he thinks this history is halacha. Kodem matan Torah, what happened before matan Torah? Haya adam boker isha bashuk. Man met a woman in the shuk. In the shuk. Interesting lashon. Imratza hu vehi lisa. Osa, if they want to get married. Machnisa labeso. They go to a house. Hubo labeno labenatzmo. Batiel alisha. They're married. No prior discussion needed. Let's get married. Let's go home. Kivish in the Torah. But since the Torah was given, it's Tavu Yisrael Shem Yirtzo Lisa Isha Yikne Osa Tchilu Befnei Edim Biakrakach Tielo Leisha. So says the Rambam, if you're Mekadesh below Shiduche or Beshuk, that's like before Matan Torah. Meaning you're losing the unique Jewish aspect and idea of Kiddushin, which is a prior context of the relationship, Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin asers, Nisuin matirs. So again, says the Rambam, that's why Mekadesh b'lo shidduche is a problem, because you're reminding us of what occurred before Matan Torah. Next, continuing the list. Uman de mevatel gita. Somebody who is mevatel get. What does that mean? Man sends his wife a get through a shliach. Reuven gives a shliach a get to give to his wife, and while the shliach is on the way, Reuven goes in front of two witnesses and says, "You know what? I'm mevatel my get. I take it back. I really want to stay married to her." So Meikir Adin, he has the power to do that. This is the discussion of the fourth parak in Maseches Gittin. The Mishnayos talk about it. Parak HaSholeach. But what's the problem there? Why is that so bad? Why is that so bad if somebody's mevatel the get? The problem is, what's going to happen? It's going to happen. Rashi, right? The Rambam says. Others say. The shliach's not going to hear about it, and the woman's going to get remarried with this get, Rachman al-Aslan. She's going to get remarried, have children, she's going to be mamzerim. Right? Be mamzerim. So that's by this bit of a get. You give a get to a shliach, that's it. You want to get married to her, go find them and get remarried. But don't be mavatal to get. So though it works, in all these cases it works, but still, Rav gave malchus for it. Umanda maser moda'a gita. If somebody is moser moda'a on a get, what's a moda'a? A modah in Choshen Mishpat talks about somebody who writes a shtar, a document, but before he wrote the document, he privately tells some people, "You know what? What I'm about to do, I don't really mean. I'm being forced to do it. I don't really want to do what I'm about to do, so you should know that this is all a fake." Let's say somebody comes to me and says, "I'm going to kill you unless you sell me your store." So I say, "Okay, fine. So tomorrow morning we'll meet at 10 a.m. So at 8 a.m. I go to two witnesses and I say, "You know what, at 10 a.m. I'm selling my store, but really it's not halachically valid because I'm being forced to do it. He's forcing me at gunpoint. So just I'm giving a moda'a, lahudia, to tell over." So moda'a means an admission before a document is written, telling that the following document is going to be null and void. So somebody who's moser moda'a on a get, that's also inappropriate. What do you mean on a get? You get the people might not hear about the modal. They'll hear about the get. They'll think she's divorced. Again, problems are going to occur. Uman de pakir shlicha de rabbanan, and also somebody who is mevazeh is shliach bezdin. Right, bezdin sends you a shliach for some reason, maybe giving you a hazmana, and you act with chutzpah to him. De pakir shlicha de rabbanan. That is also somebody. Right, that the whole justice system would fall apart if you don't take Bezdin seriously. The Torah even writes in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Ches, based on a Gemara in Bava Kama, the Torah writes, "Af shliach Bezdin, aser linog baho kalas rosh, v'chol mitzaro, anybody who's mitzar shliach Bezdin, yesh lem reshus lebezdin, lahakoso makas mardus, v'hashliach ne'emon kishnayim, lahoid al misha bizuhu, kedela nadoso." The shliach bezer is believed like two witnesses, even though he's only one. But the bezer halachically, we gave him the koach of beis edim to tell over, you know, what exactly occurred. That's the tour in Simen Ches. Okay, so shliach bezer we take very seriously because it might be some of the achronim say because he's the representative of bezer itself. So if you're mevazeh, the shliach is like you're being mevazeh the bezer, and therefore we take that very seriously. Next. Uman de Shahi Shamta de Rabbanan Leitasin Yomin, somebody who was put in excommunication for 30 days. Remember back to all the Moi Katan Gemaras, a lot of discussion of excommunication. Velo Asi Lebedina, somebody who was put in Chayrim for 30 days and he didn't come to Besdin, Vetamal Shamte. And he said, okay, I'm in Chayrim. He didn't want to try to get out of it. You know, wouldn't you want to try to get out of it? Nobody talks to you. You don't get Aliyah, you don't get Kibudim. Obviously, we'll put a chayim for a reason. So if somebody doesn't come for 30 days, then we give him lashes. Last one. The Al-Chasna de Da'ir Bechamohi. A son-in-law who lives with the in-laws. Son-in-laws can't live with the in-laws, says Rav. Why? Rashi says, mothers-in-law and sons-in-law get along. No, and we're choshesh that something's going to happen between the two of them. Interestingly, it does not say that the daughter-in-law can't live with the father-in-law. That we're not worried about. We're only worried about with the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. So it says, though, we'll get to Lamais in a minute. It says the Gemara, the dyer in the Chalaf Lo, only if somebody who lives with the in-laws, but somebody who just like happens to go for Shabbos, passing through, what, that's okay? We know somebody was passing even the doorway of his in-laws. V'nagdei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes gave him Malkus. So you see, he's just passing by. Hahu made them avidai machmate. No, there they already knew that there was something going on with the son-in-law and the mother-in-law, so he should have taken extra precautions. There was already rumors around that there was a relationship between them, and therefore that's why in that case it was inappropriate. Nahardoi Amri, Nahardoi ends off, and we'll talk about the in-laws in a minute. Bekulu lo magid Rav, really Nahardoi said, no, Rav didn't give Malkus to all the people on the list. Only to the following. Ela de lo makadish bebiyo belo shiduchen. Only if somebody was makadish with bia and also didn't have shiduchen beforehand. They didn't even talk about it before, and he was makadish bebiya. That's the only case that Rav gave Malkus to. V'igad Amri, afilush bi shiduchen Amri. And some say even if they did have shiduchen beforehand. But still, kiddushei bia are inappropriate, bishum pritzusa. As we quoted Rashi, from before, period. So the Achronim ask, or either we showed him already. What do you mean? We have people who live with the in-laws. We have people, you know, now it's the in-laws are going to support you. Shlomo Zalman for the first part of in the biography, right? He didn't have any money. His momish didn't put food on the table. He lived with his in-laws for many years. So what does the Gemara mean? Right, Dara Blo Chamoi. There's a reason. If the reason doesn't apply, it says Rav gave Malkus for it. So one easy answer is that we pass on like an Ardoi. We pass on like an Ardoi. And Ardoi says the only ones who got Malkus was Makadish Bebia Belo Shiduche. So that's one way to, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Hador, Anam Samchina an Ardoi. We pass on like an Ardoi because the suffix Savi Darban Lakula. So from Halach Achar Hameka. The Ravid, though, helps us out also. The Ravid on this Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Isuri Bia, quotes that there's no Isser if the Chassan and the Kala, if the son-in-law has a Cheder Miyuchad. He has his own room. What is the Gemara talking about? You live in a tent. But you have a little wall between the tent. That's not... If you have a separate room, a Cheder Miyuchad Lekach. So says the Ravid, so then it's not a problem, so that's what we're saying. If you have a separate room, a separate wing, that's considered a separate house. That's not called living with each other. Interesting, Tosfos in Kiddushin, there on Daf Yud Beis, when this Gemara comes up, also says, nowadays there's no problem. You know why? Because everybody knows why you're living with the in-laws. It's Tovas Hanoi, you're saving plenty of money. Or they're giving you money, or they're supporting you. Tosfos says, today is Muchach. Everybody realizes why you're living with the in-laws. So then that's why it's not a problem. Tosva says, Alzeh som chasanim bizman azeh, shadarma beis chamosam, and even those who were choshesh earlier wouldn't have a problem now. The yesh hochacha, she'edem darm b'shvil chamosam. Not living there because of the mother-in-law. El b'shvil shar tovo she'osan lahem. You get free food, you get free everything. So that's why Tosva says it's not a problem. See, one other shita, the Ezer Mekudash, in that same piece in Eben Ezer, says maybe the only problem is with Chamoso Almana. If your mother-in-law is an Almana, maybe that was the only problem the Gemara meant. If she's married, come on, if she's married, there's no chash. Your father-in-law's around. But maybe the only problem was if she's an Almana, so then the Gemara thought it was inappropriate. Okay, period. Tana Rabbanan. Talk some more about Maimar. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Maimar. How does Maimar work? Nasan la kesef oshava kesef. You give, the Yavam gives the Yavama kesef money, oshava kesef, or something with the value of money. Rashi explains here, even though if you do this to a regular woman, you're fully married, Kiddushin, and Mamre's only to Rabbanan, still, kach tzivur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that this is what you do to a Yavam. But also, just Derech Agav, Rashi quotes, Machlokas we shown him, Rashi quotes, Va'anasan la'kezef, v'shava kasef, va'omar la, his kachili b'mamar yibmin. Hareya mukudeshes li b'mamar yibmin. That's what you say according to Rashi. The Rashba here and other Rishonim say, no, you just say Hareya mukudeshesli. You have to specify that it's Maimar Yibmin. How much do we want to separate Maimar from regular Kiddushin? Do we have a different language that said? Rashi says, yes, different language that said. Right, regular Kiddushin is regular Kiddushin, and this is Maimar. The other Rishonim say, no, this is patterned after regular Kiddushin. Yeah, we had earlier, all the way back on Daf in the second parak, we had, could you do Maimer Bal Karcha? That was a Machlokas Tanoim. So we said, do you compare Maimer to Kiddushin, or do you compare Maimer to Bia? What is it more in the world of? So anyway, back to the Brisa. So how do you do Maimer? Ketzav Oshava Kesef. Ubishtar Kesad. How do you do it with Shtar? We paskin that. You can also do Maimer Bishtar, like Kiddushin Shtar. So Gemara says, what is that? Bishtar Kesad? What do you, we know how to do it Bishtar. Kedah Amrin, like it says in regular Kiddushin. If you write on any material, even though the paper is not worth a shava pruta, you have kedushin shtar. So what's the question? So you do the same thing by maimar. So what do you mean? How does it work by shtar? So amar abaya, no hachi kamar. Right, we're not worried about the how does it work by shtar, the shtar kedushin. You know what really this is asking? What's the language on the ksuba? What's the language on the ksuba of the Yavam? Hachigar Ashtar ksuba siyamin kesad. What do you write in the ksuba? So Katsavla, he writes the following. Ana ploni bar ploni kabilos yas plonis yavimti alai. I, the Yavam, are so-and-so, accept my Yavama upon me, lazun lefarnas v'karoi, to feed her, to be mefardis her properly. Uvavachit de ksubasa al nechle bailar rishon. As long as the ksuba is on the assets of my brother, the first husband. Meaning what? There are really two aspects to a ksuba. One is that right now he's going to support his wife and take care of her and give her mizonos and ksus, even the shirt off his back. But then the second aspect is what happens, rachman al aslan, in case of death or divorce. So says the Gemara here, there's a chilek. In terms of right now, the chiyuvim, that's his own. He's marrying this woman. He has to give her mizonos. He has to give her clothing. But what about in terms of death or divorce? In that case, so that ksuba is nechse bala harishon. That's related because I stepped into the shoes of my brother. So that's what that we had in the Mishnah earlier. That ksuba is on my brother's nechassim. The less the harishon, even though in Hanami, if the brother did not have any assets, takinu rabbanu misheni, then the second one has to kadesh lote kalabena votzias. That's still the reason ksuba was instituted, so that it is not easy for him to divorce his wife. There was always a ksuba. There was always a ksuba there. Period. Yeah.
Is there an issue about Tosif with Maimar? I mean, the kinyan is on its own.
So, is there about Tosif with Maimar? So what would we answer you? Meshachachma.
Right.
I mean, Bal Tosif means where there is you're adding on to a mitzvah and saying it's daraisa. That's really Bal Tosif. Right. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim that if the rabbis came along and said you can't have a chicken cheeseburger, and the Torah says you cannot have a chicken cheeseburger, that's Bal Tosif. But if the Rabbanan say you can't eat a meat cheeseburger, but you know what? We're not going to allow you, the Rabbanan, to eat a chicken cheeseburger because it might lead you to that. That's not Bal Tosif. As long as the Rabbanan agrees, Bal Tosif. So Rabbanan never said Maimar daraisa, Beishamai. To figure out what the market for Beishamai is, but even according to the Meshech Chachma, the idea is a daraisa idea. Okay, what's the Havah? What is the Gemara? The Gemara here quoted a Braisa that you write a Kedushei Shtar on paper, even though it's not Shavah Pruta, Kareya Mukudeshes. What's the Havah Mina that Kedushei Shtar, the paper would have to be worth a Shavah Pruta? Kesef and Shtar, that's two different ways to get married: money, documents. So why? What? Even though it's not worth it, what do you mean? You have Manahavim. It has to be worth the Shavah Pruta. You're not doing it because through the value by Kiddushei Shtar. So Tosfos, first wide line, second wide line. Tosfos says no, because you might have thought even because the language in the Torah is Vinasama, you still have to do a Nesina, a Chashuv giving, and therefore you might have had a Havamina that even by Kiddushei Shtar you have to give something Chashuv. Meaning that even the paper has to be worth a Shavah Pruta. Kamash Balan, you don't. Again, this is a major discussion in the beginning of Masechus Kiddushin. The relationship between Kiddushei Kesef and Kiddushei Shtar. What happens if they, what if the shtar is worth a shava pruta and there ends up being a psul in the shtar? Does it work as kedusha kesef as a backup? Does it work? Does it work? You know, even though you didn't have that in mind. Again, discussions of the relationship between kesef and shtar. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. And that is, what do we say here? That we had this in the Mishnah earlier, that the ksuba is really from the assets of the first brother. So Od Rishonim ask, what do you mean from the assets of the first brother? Who yarshins the brother? I did Yivim. So the Yavim yarshins the brother anyways. What do you mean it's on the assets of the first brother? He owns everything now. He owns his brother's stuff. He owns his own stuff. So, don't worry. He doesn't have to give the ksuba except from his brother's assets. His brother's assets are his. What's the difference between his assets and his brother's assets? So Tosfos earlier, I didn't mention it then. I left it out by mistake. On Daf Lamed Beis, says Tosfos is, you know what the Nafkamina is? Nafkamina is, let's say the Yavam, is he allowed to sell his own property before let's say death or divorce takes place? He sells all of his stuff. And then he wants to divorce his wife. So usually we say that the buyers, right, the wife had a previous shibud. Those are called nechasim mishubadim, and the woman wife gets it back. That's the chiddush here. Because though his own nechasim were never mishubit to the ksuba, and the sale of those nechasim were able to take place. That's what Tosfos says, what the nafkamina is in this case. Period. Let's go by it. Boy mini abai mi rabba. Abai yes rabba. Nosan lakev amar haram kudashis mi meni viyatamu deres lachal adam. Mahu, what if a yavam gives a yavama a get? But in the get, it's not a regular get, right? Remember, get is drabanan. Really, get is meaningless daraisa. But get passels on a drabanan level. But what if he doesn't give a real get? He gives a problematic get. He gives a get that says, you're divorced from me, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. So that get doesn't work. So, does it passel on a drabanan level? So get yavama drabananu. Do we say that get yavama is drabanan? Get the mahani be'eshuzish mahani be'yavama. A get that would work by a regular woman would passel me drabanan by a yavama. Get the lo mahani be'eshuzish lo mahani be'yavama. And therefore this get that would not work on a daraisa level would not work by yavama. Would not passel by yavama. O dilma, or shall we say asi lechlufi begita? Or shall we say no? We're still worried that if you say this get is meaningless, so then people might come to do bia after a real get, and that's not allowed. So are we goes there? So amalei, we say the latter. Chayshina dilma asi lechlufi begita. So we say no. People might get mixed up. So therefore, even if you give a problematic get to a yavama, still that passes. So matzkav l'arba barchana, and Rabbi says 1 minute. So where do you stop? Elameata. Should we say Yavla Niyara Ba'alma Hachanami de Pasla? What if a Yavan goes over to Yavama and gives her a blank piece of paper and says, the Ritva adds in, this is your get. Harezek Gitech. Should we say that passes also? Because people are going to think, if this doesn't work, so then Gitin, when do you end? A problematic get is meaningless, no? Isn't that meaningless? So if it's meaningless, what's the difference between a problematic get and a stomp piece of paper? Where do you end the Xera? So Amar Leh, so he said, no, come on, there's a difference. If a man gives his wife a piece of paper, then that doesn't passel him for kahuna. Even though this problematic get doesn't work, this woman is never allowed to marry a Kohen anymore. Meaning, let's say a man gives his wife a get, a bad get. You're divorced from me, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. That get doesn't work. But let's say 2 minutes later, the husband dies. So the woman's an almana. You know what? She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Shall I marry Cohen? Because she has what we've had before, the following. Titania, Visha Grusha Meisha Leikachu, a woman divorced from a man, a Cohen is not allowed to take. Afilalonis Garsha Ella Meisha Leikachu. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, meaning you're not mutter to marry anybody else, and really that's not a good get, still, she's Nifsal Kahuna. Vahainu Reach Haget Shabosa Bakahuna. This is what's called Reach Haget. There are different examples of Reach Haget. It smells like a get. There's a scent. There's an aroma of a get here. It's not a real get, but it's enough to passel her on kahuna. So therefore, by Yavama, a bad get is going to passel her midrabanan, even though a blank piece of paper, of course, is not going to passel. Rov Rishonim assumed this line is a din d'araisa. Afilu ena grusha ela meisha. The Rambam says it's drabanan. The Rambam holds it's drabanan. But Rov Rishonim said that this halacha of reich haget, this type of example, is an iser d'oraisa for a Kohen to marry such a woman that was given an inappropriate get that doesn't work. Period. Okay, more discussions of the Yibum relationship. Amar Rabbi Rachama. Harei Amru. Amar Yechalu Lavlar. Somebody says to a scribe, Kosov Gela Arusasi. Somebody has Arison. Look at the case of Arison. Man is Makadish a woman, Hariyat Mukadeshishly. And then he says to a sofer, you know what? Write me a get that I'm going to use after I get married. After I get married with Nisuin. Does that work? Again, obviously, we're not talking about somebody who would want to do this. Now let get married in order to get divorced. Let's say a man has Arison and he wants to have a get written now that he could use after he gets married. Doesn't want to waste the time later. When I get married, you know, I will divorce. So does that work? It's like Mar says, "Harei zeget." That does work. Why? But Beis Biyado Lagarsha. That's called the Koach of Biyado. Right now, we can divorce his wife. So he also has the power to command a scribe to write the get. But Uleisha Baalma ain't get. What if you go over to you have a woman who you're not married to at all yet? You don't have kiddushin with her yet. And you go over to a scribe and say, write me a get so I could divorce her after I marry her. That doesn't work. Why? Because you have no power. It's not biyado. You don't have biyado to be megarisher now. So therefore, it doesn't work. Tosva says, this is according to the Shita of, third skinny line, Ein ada makne davar shelo bala olam. Big sugya, a person cannot be makne something that's not in the world yet. I can't be makne you, you know, I'm going to be makne you something that's not, I didn't make yet. You can't be makna davar shelo bala olam, something that's not in the world yet. Only if something's here. So the Tosfos says that's what this Gemara is assuming. Like Yamanda Amar, ain't unto makna davar shelo bala olam. Oh, so Tosfos discusses what about get yashan? Tosfos discusses that on the bottom. Right, Tosfos on the bottom about how do you get out of the get yashan problem? Tosfos discusses that yet that you get out of that.
So then, can you make a letter that if something will happen, if God will give you Malta, 20%.
Can you make a neder? If God does this, then I will give. So that's not, that you could do because you're not doing any transaction right now. You're not being makna something now. That's just making. If it rains, then I'll give staka. If it doesn't rain, that's a condition. You're not doing anything right now. You're not making a transaction right now. Yeah, you can make a neder now about something in the future. You think that? I mean, it gets into the discussion of asmachta, which is, you know, like making a neder or going into a transaction which you're not sure whether it's going to occur or not. That's the whole gambling issue, a smachta, whether it's, so that's, but really it can work. Mikra din, it could work. Says the Gemara, so fine, if you tell a sofer to write a get before you're married at all, it does not work. If you already have heirs, it does work. What about Shemeres Yavam? What's that relationship? Let's say you didn't do anything yet. Now you have a yavama. So what if you say, can you write a get now to use after you get married? Do we compare that stage to erusin? Or do we say no? The Torah created this, but you don't have any relationship yet with her. Teku. Fascinating question, which really goes to the root of what is the Zika, the lumdus, the conceptual nature of the Zika. Is it like Arison? Is it not like Arison? Again, we've had a lot of Gemaras like this, but this is a beautiful question about relating to that exact issue, about how do you look at the connection between the Yavam and the Yavama before they do anything? Is it like Arison, or is it less than Arison? That's exactly the question here at Teku, and we don't have an answer. Remember, say Ein Zika and Yesh Zika, remember, is Durabanan. That whole thing is Durabanan, you remember. So this is... Right, would Maimer change it? Again, that relates to that Meshech Chachma. Maybe there's another proof to him, that Maimer has a Kiyam D'Oraisa. But you're right. Even if you did Maimer, why should it make a difference? But you're right, maybe that at least is something that you have done. It's not just Hiknu Lomina Shamai. Boy, Rav Chananya, cause of get Lizzie Kasu Velolomamar, Olomamar, Velolizzie Kasu Mahu. What happens if you did Maimar, and then you wrote we discussed this a few days ago. If you did Maimar, then you wrote a get specifically for your Maimar. Or you did Maimar, and you wrote a get for the Zika, not for Maimar. Mahu. What's Maimar? How do we look at it? Maimar ilave Zika karami. Does Maimar piggyback on Zika? And they're now two halves of the same coin. And therefore, if you give a get just for Maimar or for Zika, it's like you're trying to break half of something. And that wouldn't work. Or do we say that no, each one stands on its own? Zika is Zika, and Maimar is Maimar. So, would it work? So, Fatishul Amid Rava. So, Rav Chananya had the suffix. We say, why didn't he prove it from Rava? to Amar Rava, Nasan get lema amara hutra tsarasa. Rava says, in a case we had earlier, back on Daf Lamed Beis, three brothers, remember this case, three brothers that are married to three women who are not related. Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimar. Then Shimon gives a get for his Maimar, and then Shimon dies. Says Rava, that Levi can now marry anybody he wants. Levi can marry anybody he wants. So what do you see from there? If you give a get to the Maimar, it works. Because if the get wouldn't work, so then she'd be married, this woman would be coming from two brothers. So says the Gemara, can't you prove from Rava that we say that Hailuchu Dekoi v'Hailuchu Dekoi, that they're both separate because the get got rid of the Maimar and for the Zika is still straight and Levi can marry her? So the Gemara says, the Rava Pshita Leila Rav Chanani mi Boilei. You're right, Rava knew it, but Rav Chanani was still Masupik about it. My Teku. So again, we don't answer the question. Back to the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, again, all the cases, if you did one thing after the other, if you did chalitza and then maimer, the maimer is not significant. That's what the Mishnah said. Because chalitza at the beginning, that's finished. The whole story is finished. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Diver Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Akiva, De Amar Ein Kiddushin Tofsim B'Chai V'Lavin. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Kiddushin do not work by Chai V'Lavin. And we know, if somebody... the Isser, after I do chalitza to a woman, it's Asser for me to marry her. It's Asser for me to be Mekadish her. That's an Isser lav. That's Chayvi lavin. So our Mishnah that says it doesn't work, it must be according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Kiddushin are not tofsin by Chayvi lavin. Aval Chachamim omrim yesh achar chalitza klum. But according to the Chachamim, they must hold that there is something after chalitza, and the Kiddushin would, and the Maimer would work after chalitza. Because it's only Chayvi lavin. Umi matzis muxis lak Rabbi Akiva. Can we really say the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva? Vaktani Resha, but the first part of the Mishnah seems to be against. Nosan get va'asa maimer, tzricha get v'chalitza. What happens if you first give a get, and then do maimer? So what does the Mishnah say? You have to give a get for the maimer, and then still do chalitza. But vi Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, kiven diyovla get mimahani ba'maimer. Because Rabbi Akiva, there's an iser. It's a lav to live with a yavama after you give her a get. So shouldn't it not work at all? V'atan Rabbi Akiva Omer, minayin lorosi get li yavimto shenasser olav olamis. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that if a man gives a get to his yavama, that it's an iser de oraisa to live with her? Shenamer lo yucha bala harishon asher shulcha akar shiluach. After a get, we darshan that pasuk is referring to a case where a man gave his yavama a get. So Amar Ravashi, there's no problem. Because get yimin midra banan across machta ba'alma. No, Rabbi Akiva agrees to what we've said before. That iser of living with, doing yibum with a woman you gave a get to the midra banan. That's not chayvi lavin. Therefore, the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Akiva. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani nami hachi, let's continue. Amar Rabbi, Tami, we also have another brisa that says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Ein der malalo amr mel der Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, shaya osa chalutza ke'erva. We had this earlier. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that iser chalutza, and let's say relatives of your chalutza is an iser da'araisa. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Aval chachamim amr mi'ish achar chalitza klum. Chum say, no, there is, you can have something after chalitza, meaning chalitza is only a chayvi lavin, and therefore, maimer would work after chalitza. Period. Now we continue the brisa and we get on to another topic. Vani Omer, Rebbe continues and says as follows. Bizma emasai, maimer after chalitza. When does that ever work? Remember, chalitza really, you're finished daraisa. So when would maimer work after chalitza? So Rebbe says as follows, a chiddush. Emasai bizman shekid shalushim ishus. Ava kud shalushim yivamas ein achar chalitza klum. Rebbe says that's only if you had marriage in mind. If you had yibum in mind, it doesn't work. You did chalitza already. You can't do yibum anymore. If you have yibam in mind, if you have chalitza, it's meaningless. Even though it's the same act, but still it's meaningless. Tanya idach, and we also have another brisa that has this as a machlokas. If somebody does chalitza and then tries to marry her again, does that work? So machlokas. Rebbe Omer, it depends on your kavana. Im kitchel l'shem ishas tzrichay menu get. If you did it l'shem marriage, fine. L'shem yivum is ain't zrichem enoget. But if you think you're doing yibum after chalitza, then you're not married. It doesn't work. L'chachavim omrim, no. Bein shekid shel l'shem ishes, bein shekid shel l'shem yivum is zrichem enoget. No, either one, whether you have in mind ishes or yivamis, you need a get either way. So it's a machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, if you try to do yibum after chalitza, are you considered married? What is machlokas about? So we're going to have a bunch of possibilities. What's the root of the machlokas? Let's just do the first one today. Amar of Yosef, my time, the Rebbe. What is the reason for Rebbe that he says if you marry a woman l'shem yibum after chalitza it doesn't work? Asa'uha ka'oder b'nechse hager. They made it like a case where you are hoeing in a ger's property. Ukisavar shalo hendelokani. Let's say you live next door to a ger. The ger died. And you're hoeing your backyard. You think you're in your backyard. But you're really, you're hoeing in the ger's backyard. How you... Anybody can be kona the nechasim of the ger. Nechsei hager or hefker. So says Rebbe, if you don't know that this is nechsei hager, you're doing it with the improper kavana, so then you're not kona. You think it's yours, you're not kona. That's just like our case, where you think you're doing yibum and not doing marriage, so then you are not kona. Amalei Abaye, 1 second, me dummy. How can you compare the cases? Hasam lo kamachavin lemikne. Over there by the ger, you have no. You think you're in your own property. You have no kavana for any kinyan. But but here you have kavana for a kinyan, just a different kind of kinyan. El lo damya, what is this comparable to? La'oder b'nechse ger zeh, uksav shil ger acherhu, tekani. You think you're in Ruvain ger's property, and you're really in Shimon ger's property. So you have in mind for a kinyan. So that's not a comparable case. So what's the svara for Rebbe? So we're going to have a number of other possibilities. But this was number one. Is it like Oder b'nechse hager? But you see in a very important assumption from this Gemara that every kinyan has two ingredients. It has a maisa kinyan and kavanas kinyan. Maisa kinyan, you have to do the physical act. But what's Rebbe's chiddush? Even if though it's the same physical act, if you have kavana for yibum, it doesn't work. Because kavana l'kinyin is also crucial and not just the maisa kinyin. Okay, but this is all number one pshat, and we're going to have another a couple of pshatim. What exactly are they arguing about? I just wanted to read you two paragraphs again before we before Menachem takes over for a couple of weeks in Rabbi Wein's new book, Tending the Vineyard. So it's a fascinating book about being in the Rabbanus. He has one chapter at the end about the learning the daf. It speaks about the Siyum HaShas, and everybody wanted to be part of it. Talks about, like a moth flutters, again, if you don't have the book, try to get a copy of this whole chapter. It's 5 pages, and it's very emotional. Like a moth flutters to the light bulb, we flock to Torah. Whether they learned the daf or not, people wanted to be there. They wanted to be part of the uplifting, one-of-a-kind event that celebrates Torah study for its own sake. Torah people demonstrated by their physical presence that the legions of God-fearing people continued to grow year after year. 70 years after the Nazis tried to wipe us out, we're still here. Despite centuries of crusades, inquisitions, and pogroms, we're still here. Haskalah and reform tried to destroy our soul, but we are still here. Jews were burned at the stake for the study of Torah, yet we persevered, never giving up. The church put wagon loads of Gemaras to the torch, thinking they had rid the world of them for the last time. But they were all wrong. The Talmud preserves the Jew, and the Jew preserves the Talmud. New York City holds an annual marathon every November, and 26,000 people run in it. The day after the race, the New York Times publishes a list of all the entrants. It stretches over pages in tiny print. What a mark of pride for those who ran the marathon. Did you see my name in the paper? They ask their friends the next day. The city is proud of its runners. We should also be proud of those who learn a Blat Gemara day after day in the pursuit of the lofty goal of completing Shas. Who knows how many days these Dafyomi learners awoke long before dawn for no other purpose but to learn. Who knows how many nights these people fought off sleep so they could finish the blot of the day. Nobody will ever know how often and at what cost pleasures and other activities were deferred in favor of the Daf. On buses, in cars, waiting online, at simchis, airplanes, every opportunity, they chapped a rein to get in another few lines. They recognized that every minute is an opportunity for Maibed Har Sinai, and they took advantage of it. We hold these people up on a pedestal. Look what they did. Look at how much they were able to learn. And it continues. People who work full-time jobs and have undertaken the study of the Daf tell you that the Daf has transformed their lives. When you were you to somehow peek into their schedule, you'd have to rise up at 5 a.m. to do that. You couldn't help but be humbled. You'd see them rising at the crack of dawn or long before, schlepping through snow, through heat, plugging away even when dead tired until they finish the daf. How they'll miss meetings. You'll glimpse them on Shabbos afternoon in the winter, giving up their coveted Shabbos nap in order to learn the daf. You'll spy them in a corner with a Gemara catching up on a big sugya while everyone else is catching up on the news. Most of these people don't like to talk about themselves and are embarrassed when you ask them what it takes to keep the Daf Yomi commitment going. To this natural modesty is added the anivus that becomes part of one's personality from learning Torah Lashma. But that's not the only reward they receive, and this is the end. Ask these individuals about the inner satisfaction. Ask them about the long-range impact on one's life of always looking to chaparai in a few minutes and a few minutes there to learn another couple of lines. Ask them whether they've seen improvement in their other areas of their life, in their diktuk mitzvos. Ask them how that's been impacted on their emunah bitachon. Ask them and listen to their answers. And he continues, it's a commitment of this magnitude that has kept the Gemara alive through the ages, etc. One by one, singly and together with a chavrusa or a shir, these loyal soldiers who sit hunched over the Gemara, rocking back and forth, racking their brains to figure out a tosvas, a rambam, when no one is looking, are the ones who constitute the strength and the backbone of our people. Long after the spotlight has turned off and the arena's emptied out, long after the siyum hoopla has passed, these people keep waking up early and going to sleep late so they can learn a little more. They continue the practice of squeezing another day, another bit of eternal Torah, shining examples of keep going up the mountain. Bez Hashem, we should continue being zochet to learn together for many, many more days and minutes. And Hashem, I'll see everybody in a couple of weeks again. And it's been a tremendous chus, and we should continue day by day.